With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Army's Fort Stewart in Georgia says five soldiers were shot and the base was locked down before the shooter was arrested. There is now no threat to the community. There is no word on the condition of those who were shot. President Trump's special envoy has held talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. That's just days before a White House deadline for Russia to reach a peace deal with Ukraine. AP correspondent Donna Warder has the report.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has held talks Wednesday with President Donald Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff right before a Friday White House deadline for Russia to reach a peace deal with Ukraine or potentially face economic penalties that could also hit countries buying Russia's oil. Earlier, Russian TV showed Witkoff taking a stroll in a park near the Kremlin with Kirill Dmitriev, Putin's envoy for investment and economic cooperation. But the Kremlin did not immediately provide more details on Putin's meeting with Witkoff. Trump is threatening severe tariffs and other economic penalties if the killing doesn't stop. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump is punishing India for its purchases of Russian oil. White House correspondent Greg Clexton with the update.
The president signed an executive order placing an additional 25% tariff, bringing the combined tariffs imposed by the U.S. on India to 50%. The tariffs are set to go into effect in 21 days, which means both India and Russia might have time to negotiate with the administration on the import taxes. The Trump administration has accused India of effectively financing Russia's war in Ukraine with its oil purchases. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Stocks are higher, the Dow up 124 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 226. This is SRN News. The Trump administration makes a decision on IVF.
The Washington Post is reporting that the president is no longer planning to issue an executive order mandating that health insurance providers cover in vitro fertilization. The procedure is controversial amongst pro-life advocates, as it often involves the destruction of human embryos. The Post says the administration still wants to make IVF widely available, but has decided that an executive order is not the way to go. Congress could take up the issue if it wants to. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that a new Arkansas law requiring public classrooms to display the Ten Commandments cannot be enforced in a handful of the state's largest school districts. That's where parents have brought legal challenges on the grounds that that statute violates the so-called separation of church and state. However, the ruling only narrowly applies to four of the state's 237 districts. This is SRN News. U.S. prosecutors won't seek the death penalty in their cases against notorious Mexican drug lords Ismael El Mayo Zambada and Rafael Caro Quintero. It's unclear whether taking the death penalty off the table signals any possibility of a plea deal with either or both men. There's an invasion underway off the waters of Delaware, and for swimmers it can be quite painful.
It's an invasion of jellyfish. Many beach patrol captains say they're seeing the most jellyfish activity and stings in recent memory. Dramatic increases were reported at Delaware's two most popular beaches last month. One of those beaches had over four times as many stings in July compared to the same month last year. The sudden explosion of jellyfish has shocked beachgoers. One beach patrol captain says he's never seen this many jellyfish or reports of stings. Rich Thomason, Washington.
More details at SRNNews.com.